picture this. A child in a rural clinic in Southeast Asia shows up with breathing difficulties. A local doctor performs an ultrasound of the heart, gets the images, and then what? There's no pediatric cardiologist for hundreds of miles. That's the reality in resource-limited settings, and it's what's driving the work we're talking about today. Researchers recently developed an AI model called EchoFocus CHD to detect congenital heart disease from echocardiographic images. The results? Promising. But they also reveal something crucial about how AI actually works in the real world. Let me set the stage. Congenital heart disease hits about 1% of live births globally. Early detection? It can be the difference between a child getting life-saving surgery or not surviving. But here's the problem. Echocardiography demands specialized expertise. Pediatric cardiologists are common in wealthy countries. In low and middle-income countries, they're practically non-existent. So the researchers asked a straightforward question. Could an AI model automatically flag critical heart lesions from echo images? They built EchoFocus CHD using a large internal dataset. The initial numbers were honestly impressive. On their internal test set, the model hit an AUROC of 0.94 for detecting critical congenital heart disease overall. For specific lesions, transposition of the great arteries, hypoplastic left heart syndrome, it ranged from 0.83 to 1.00. On paper, this looked ready to go. Then came the reality check. They tested it on a different group of patients referred to a tertiary center for evaluation. And here's where it gets interesting. Performance dropped. The AUROC fell to 0.77 overall. US-based referrals, 0.74. International referrals, 0.82. That's not a small slip. That's a significant gap. This isn't new territory. Medical AI hits this wall constantly. It's called domain shift. The real-world data look different from the training data in ways the model never saw. These referred patients were more complex, more subtle findings. The images came from different equipment, different operators, different skill levels. What makes this paper stand out is how rigorously they dug into the problem. First, explainability. They looked at which parts of the images the model actually focused on. Good news. It was locking onto clinically relevant views. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, subxiphoid, apical. Exactly what a human cardiologist prioritizes. The model wasn't picking up spurious patterns. It was reasoning through the problem correctly. But there's more. They had expert cardiologists review the same images. Interestingly, expert agreement actually dropped on the referral studies compared to the internal cohort. Cohen's kappa was 0.72 for referral patients versus 0.82 for the internal group. Translation. Those referral patients genuinely had harder, messier cases. It's not just the model struggling. Human experts found them tougher too. So they didn't just accept the hit. They retrained using expanded data from US referral patients. Here's the key part. When they reevaluated on international referral patients, the AUROC climbed to 0.87 with better calibration across the board. A 6-point gain, not back to 0.94, but a meaningful move forward. Two stories here, I think. The optimistic one, EchoFocus CHD works as a decision support tool with real clinical value. In a place where trained cardiologists don't exist, an AI system that reliably flags critical lesions or gives confidence that something's likely normal could genuinely shift patient outcomes. It could help with triage and prioritization, but the cautionary tale matters just as much. This work shows exactly why you can't train an AI model on one dataset and expect it to work everywhere. Domain shift is real. The real world is messier than your training data. Different populations present differently. These authors nail it. Rigorous external validation isn't optional, it's essential. Test on multiple populations. Figure out where your model breaks. Be ready to iterate. For anyone building AI in global health, that's it. Think about diversity from day one, validate widely, and stay honest about what works in reality. The technology is powerful, but it's only as good as our willingness to challenge it.